You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who thinks outside the box and hates cliches, Pete Schwabach.
Welcome back to Act 3 of Nightlight, folks. Our new extended time. We are in hour number 3 here, the final curtain, as Sideshow Bob would say. It's great to have you with me on this Friday night. We've had a really fun time tonight. The guys from Make the Call, the new sports show here at Civic Media, were here earlier with Conrad being one of the roundtable members.
Correct. Yeah.
That's exciting. Are you enjoying that gig?
I would say so, yeah.
Do you like the guys that were on, Parker and Gray?
You know, they're okay.
Okay. They try to steal your thunder?
They're fantastic guys to work with.
Yeah.
We all get to say our own thing, and that's what I really like, you know?
That's so cool. It's a great show. Check it out, folks. 7 a.m. On Saturdays, and you can go to civicmedia.us and listen to all your favorite Wisconsin sports topics. Jimmy Cuska, also the ringleader. Right?
Yeah, yep. And, you know, I mean, Mike Clemens always is on there every week as well.
Doing his
sports updates.
Absolutely. And you know me, I like a good sports contest.
Yeah.
Joel Karnick was here talking about 98Q Country's Deer Hunters Roundup. Great show that they are going to do the next few nights. But you can also catch that on the website if you don't live in the Park Falls area, but they are under the Civic Media umbrella as well. It's a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35, and our question of the night is, what is your favorite sad song? I think people are all caught up. Should we get back to our very awesome, hilarious guests, Con? What do you think?
I think so.
There are a lot of people walking by outside. Just the windows right here, and I feel like one of these nights, I'm going to do the show topless, which is going to scare people away. But maybe we get more window people right here, because as it gets colder, it's tough to get the...
Yeah, I love the window.
Yeah. Do you?
There's a window right there?
Well, it's over to the side here. Oh, yeah. If you guys are ever...
People stop and stare.
They do. And I've seen people that have gone through... I've been flashed a couple times. I've never flashed back. I want to make that very clear. But yeah, people walk by, sometimes drunk, sometimes sober. It's Green Bay, so you just don't know what you're going to get. But we get an assortment of characters, and it's really fun. You guys should book a date here in Northeast Wisconsin, like Appleton or Green Bay. There's all kinds of venues here, right?
Yeah, we'd love to.
Okay.
We need somebody to reach out. All right. Please.
We'll get on that. I'm serious, because I would love for you guys to be here in the studio. So, Conrad, let's put our heads together. Take a memo. Tom and Steph.
Yeah.
Green Bay, right?
Well, I think the last time we were there or nearby, we did Shawano, Stubborn Brothers Brewery in Shawano.
That sounds fun.
It's fairly close, isn't it?
Yeah. I think so.
But yeah, we'd love to get back there. I mean,
I'd love to be in the studio and check out the people walking by and
flash
maybe
them.
I'll flash them. Yeah.
Hey, listen, we'll throw you a few bucks. Whatever. If we get more viewers out of this stuff, I don't care what you do. And I, you know,
anything for an audience. Okay.
Exactly.
Anything to get people to our shows.
Precisely. Those are the voices of Steph Clark and Tom Clark, two very funny comedians who are headed back to Wisconsin, Tom's native land. And his wife is going to brave the elements with him. She is from Southern California, but they are they're often on the same show. I had them in Marinette a couple years ago for this football fundraiser I do, and they are just a dynamite show and a great 1-2 punch. So they're playing, let's go over this again, Windsor, Wisconsin, December 4th. That's a Thursday. That's near DeForest. And that's why Lil Irv was asking, because he lives in DeForest and he sent us a stream comment saying the Windsor is great. And he was just there and says it's just a few miles from his home. So I hope he comes out and says hello to you guys. Yeah. So, and what are the other dates? We've got December 4th in Windsor.
Friday, December 5th at Kenosha Comedy Club.
Right.
Which is a great comedy club in Kenosha. Really nailed that.
Put the notes down, Tom.
No marketing school, can you believe it? Just all natural.
And then Saturday, Foundry 45 in Kewaskum.
Also a nice town.
A nice town and a with a foundry.
And I'm sitting across the window here from its most famous resident. So
that is not true. Right. You know who is? It's the poet.
Yeah. There's a poet from Kewaskum who's so famous. He's from Conrad's town, and Conrad has talked about him multiple times on the show. And I bet you still can't remember his name, can you, Con?
I forgot it.
Again. Walt Whitman. That's I think.
No, it's Glenway Westcott. Glenway Westcott.
Glenway Westcott. That's right.
Glenway Westcott.
So you'll have to bring that up during your show.
Yeah.
Got any Glenway Westcott fans out here tonight?
We're excited because this Sunday, so I did another fundraiser. I do all the Catholic school fundraisers.
Sweet.
And I did one in Beverly Hills, and I won the raffle and the raffle prize, which seems like a fix, but no, legitimately I won the raffle and I won Rams tickets. So we're going to the Rams Buccaneers game Sunday night.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. Is that when you do a gig like that and you win something, do you feel obligated to donate some of it back to the school or all of it? Or what do you do?
Not at all.
I mean, we once went to a yacht club and we like snuck in because we were just hanging out. We went into the yacht club
and it was a fundraiser.
They gave away a big screen TV, a really nice big screen TV. And the lady's doing it. And she's like, this is the number. And then she goes, oh my God, that's my number. I won. And I'm like, no, you can't win. You can't be the charity and you won the raffle prize. Like they hired me to be a comedian. I came in off the streets. That's fine.
Right.
But if you are running the raffle and you win the raffle, then that's a problem.
That stinks. That stinks to high heaven. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're just like looking around, like, how are people not like overturning tables and like
they're happy. They're happy for Gladys, you know, they're like clapping.
Right.
That's so great. She needs a break. Hey, so this is kind of fun. I don't know. Do you guys know Rob Brackenridge?
Yeah. He was my roommate in LA for about 5 years.
Well, that must have been awkward. But oh, he's
I've seen
great.
Things. I've seen things.
Was his mom with you the whole time?
Well, that's just where I was going with this, because your dad is about to turn 100, which is amazing, and his mom is like 96, and she's part of all of his social media posts, and she's hilarious and sharp as a tack. She's funnier than Rob, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Hook him up, Tom.
Kidding.
My dad's very quiet, so that might work out.
Hook him up. Before I let you guys go, and by the way, all the tickets for all three of these gigs can be found at tomclark.com and stephclarkcomedy.com. So if you're interested in any one of those three shows here in Wisconsin over the next couple weeks, check out those websites and grab some tickets. They're great, and they're great together on the same show. What are you guys, what are you watching on color television? Anything you can binge watch, recommend?
Ooh, yes. There's a new Netflix series with Michael Shannon. Do you remember what it was called?
Something Lightning. It's about James Garfield's presidency, which I never thought would be interesting, but he's quite a fascinating character. It's Michael Shannon and Nick Offerman.
And Tom from Succession. I don't know his name.
Oh, but
he's so good.
It's like those boring years of where you thought like nothing happened. So it's like it's him as James Garfield, and then Chester Arthur, who, after Garfield, not to ruin it, spoiler alert, he was assassinated and about 30 days into his presidency, and then Chester Arthur takes over. But the whole series is about who he was and all the great things that he did, and sort of like an early civil rights person and sort of like a Cinderella story. He was never really nominated.
He didn't even want to be president.
Yeah.
So it was really interesting. 4 episodes. Nice thing to binge through.
Nice.
Yeah.
Don't you love that he didn't want to be president? Don't you have a little more faith in that guy? Kind of.
Refreshing.
Yeah.
Right.
I just want to tell you guys this. So this is my presidential story, and this is kind of embarrassing, but I don't know if you ever worked Indianapolis. There were two comedy clubs there back in the day. They put you up in a condo.
Crackers.
Yeah, yeah. No, it wasn't Crackers. I mean, that's there, but I didn't work those. I worked the Comedy Connections. There was one in Broad Ripple and one downtown.
Okay.
So I'm in this condo right downtown, and right around the corner is Benjamin Harrison's home. And my wife was with me. I'm like, well, God, that's a U.S. president. Let's go check this out. So we go through the home, and there's this kid who is working there who never gets, has to do anything because nobody's taking the tour, especially right in the town he's from. So we go in there, and this kid starts giving the tour, and he's so bored, and he can't believe he has to do this. And I'm fascinated because it's a U.S. president, and everything he's saying fascinates me. So I'm geeking it up, and I'm like, this is his kitchen, and he liked to cook. He cooked right in this kitchen. The kid's like, yeah. So then we get up. This is the desk Abraham Lincoln gave him as a gift. I go, wait a minute. Lincoln sat at this desk, and Benjamin Harrison. The kid's like, uh-huh. And then we get to the bedroom. We get to the bedroom, and the kid goes, and this is the bed that Benjamin Harrison died in. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. He died in this bed. And the kid finally looks at me and goes, it's just Benjamin Harrison, man. Like, he totally emasculated me in front of my wife. But I love that stuff. So I'm definitely going to check out that show. That's great.
I once performed in Sun Valley, Idaho, and I stayed at the same hotel where Ernest Hemingway stayed.
Oh, nice.
And they took me on a tour before the show, and they're like, yeah, this is the room where Hemingway would write, and this is also where he killed himself. Showtime is 7 o'clock.
Did you try to drink as much as you did just to reminisce.
Live the life?
Yeah. That's much cooler. I would love to see anything Hemingway related. That's he's lived a more exciting life than I did. You guys, this is so fun. Thank you for your time. Enjoy your time back here in your home state and adopted home state. Have great shows. Knock 'em dead. And
is Conrad coming out to Kewaskum or what?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I might have to go back to the hometown.
You can sense the enthusiasm in his voice.
it's a very nice excitement like that.
Have a great show, guys. Break a leg. Safe travels. And we'll talk soon.
Thanks for having us, Pete.
Anytime. Bye-bye. All right. That's Tom Clark and Steph Clark, two very funny comedians, and they happen to be married, and they're oftentimes on the same show, and they are. It's a great show. I witnessed it firsthand in Marinette, and as good a people as they are comedians. Very cool stuff. Let's get some texts going here, Con, because we are falling a little bit behind here. Did I ask Tom and Steph what their favorite sad songs? I don't know if I did.
Yeah, you did. Oh, I did. It was the song in all those dog commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Sarah McLachlan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So Anna in Madison in the 608 says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite sad song is The Way We Were by Barbara Streisand. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a sad song, but also a great song. Monica from Mount Horeb in the 608 says, Harry Chapin's Cats in the Cradle or Jim Croce's Operator. Yeah, that, man, Operator is a great tune. She's living in L.A. with my best old ex-friend, Ray. Love it. And Cats in the Cradle is probably maybe the all-time saddest song to some people. Let's see. Where are we going here? We got some social media responses. Chris Morrow, our civic media pal, says, don't laugh, but Puff the Magic Dragon, the unexpected loss of innocence and imagination. Brings a tear whenever I hear it. Why would we laugh at that, Chris? That's a great song, and I'm totally with you there. Rich LoCascio, our wrestling announcer, WRJN friend, says, Billy Joel, tomorrow is today. Thank you, Rich. Keep those texts coming, folks. We've got a lot to get to. We'll do that after a very short break. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're out of sight. All right, just move
yourself and glide. You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Is that like the...
This is the start of the song, my song.
It's kind of,
it just sounds sad when it starts, doesn't it?
Well, it sounds upbeat compared to that Sarah McLachlan song is what I thought you were playing with the pets.
No. This is Apologize by
it's kind of sad.
Do you want me to sing it?
Would you?
No, I'm just kidding. You don't want to hear that.
We only have about a quarter of the show left. Let's not. Hey, this is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. Welcome back, folks. Boy, it was fun talking. It's funny. I lived in LA for years. I never really knew Tom, and he lived out there. I wish I had gotten to know him more when I lived there, because he's so funny, and he's just a great Wisconsin dude, and Steph is equally as funny and cool. So fun catching up with them and talking to them. Halfway, you know, through my Benjamin Harrison story, though, I had this weird deja vu. I'm like, I know I've told that story before on this show, but did I tell that to them before when they were on the show? I really hope not. They're going to think I'm crazy.
All right, so next time they come on, you definitely have to tell them.
Yes, and let's record their faces and see if they realize. Oh, man. All right. So our question of the night, folks, is what is your favorite sad song? We are going through some social media responses and the text line here, getting caught up. Rachel Maddock, my pal from Fox 11 here in Green Bay, says that one about the horse. What's the one about the horse? What is that song?
I have no idea.
But there's a can you click the reply under Rachel's comment? Because that didn't print up. So I don't know what. We can have Rachel back on the show. Remember, we gave Rachel a quiz. And it was like 80s comedies, but they're kind of guy heavy. And Rachel just, I thought she did fine, but I don't know that she was that enamored with our format that night. But I would love to get Rachel back on the show. Alan Whitebird says, Can't Live by Harry Nilsson. Yeah. I can't live if living is without you. How'd you like that, Alan? I got the raspy voice going.
the comment says Wildfire.
Oh, yeah, Wildfire. Because Lisa Simpson saying that when Homer got her a pony. All my knowledge of pop culture and history, sadly, is from The Simpsons.
That makes sense.
Rachel, we got you. My pal Tim Plager, awesome drummer, says Tears in Heaven by Clapton. Yeah, that one's horrible to listen to. Like, that was about, you know what that song's about, Con?
No.
Eric Clapton's child fell out of a window of a high rise in New York, unattended.
Wow.
Little tyke, you know, and, so, yeah, that's a great one, Tim. And that brought down the whole mood of the show. That's how sad that song is. Rich Tallarico says, Blind Man in the Bleachers by David Geddes. I remember that tune. Great one, Rich. The last game of the season, and the blind man couldn't come because the kid's dad passed away. Very sad. Mike Desitel says, Time by the Alan Parsons Project. You know what, Mike? I don't think I've ever listened to the lyrics. So I never thought it was sad, but thank you, sir. Courtney Cronin, who is on the show next week. I cannot wait to have Courtney. Very funny Courtney Cronin on the show. Very funny comedian. Says, Alone Again, Naturally, Gilbert O'Sullivan. It sounds peppy, but it's so sad. And now I cannot picture how that song goes, but I know that song. I'm totally Googling that after the show. Matt Cusain on social media says, Hurt, Johnny Cash version. Love it, Matt. Thank you, buddy. Amanda Nimmer, our social media guru here, says, Say Something, A Great Big World. Nice. Thank you, Amanda. Rachel Ingalls on social media says, Dust in the Wind. Oh, that's a great one, Rachel. She says, That is my answer to most song-related questions. Most upbeat? Dust in the Wind. Saddest? Dust in the Wind. Love it. Eric Bernstead, civic media pal and engineering expert, says, Whiskey Lullaby. I don't know that song. Mike says, Put the Bone In by Terry Jacks. Can we say that?
I don't know. I don't even know that song.
I almost got fired for playing it on the radio in the mid-70s, says Mike. It's about a dog. Well, that's even creepier. can you see what the two replies were under that one, Con, on social media?
Sure.
Scott Tom, our Madison friend, says, Actually, Don't Give Up, Peter Gabriel and Kate Bush. Love Kate Bush. And obviously love Peter Gabriel. But Scott says, should have been the Stranger Things theme. Oh, that's interesting. Thank you, Scott. Scott also says, Sad Songs by Elton John. Great one. And Boris Hamilton, whose joke I quoted the other night. Do you remember that, Conrad? He was the one that said, I put my clothes on and they were loose. And I thought, oh, I'm losing weight. Oh, no, it's yeah, wash day. Yeah, yeah. And Boris also says, second vote of the night for Jim Croce, operator. We have someone on the phone?
Yeah, Ollie from the North Woods.
Oh, fantastic. Ollie, how are you?
I'm fine. I like the song Always on My Mind.
Oh, yes.
The Willie Nelson version.
Yes.
I know Elvis Presley sang it great too, but Willie's got a little more soul in there.
Ollie, I could not agree more with you, and I'm glad you said that is one of my favorite songs, too, of all time, and the Willie Nelson version. I love his voice on just about everything, but that is a great choice. Thank you so much.
And can I ask you a favor?
Yeah.
I don't want to call back and interrupt somebody else's time, but would you ask Terry Barr about to say a little bit about the Jimmy's genre? They're coming to Hayward, I hear. And
Jimmy's genre.
Jimmy.
Okay.
The Jimmys.
Okay.
What I kind see. Of songs they sing?
The Jimmys. Okay.
I know she's been on before, and I thought I had remembered something that she had played some of the maybe it was her and Rocker had played some of the Jimmys.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah,
music.
I will definitely do that. Yeah, she's on here every Friday night, and I will ask her about that. Thank you very much, Ollie.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Have a great night. Thank you. And that's a great choice for a set song. Why is the music playing?
Because we got a minute.
What? Jamie, another Civic Media pal of ours, says Bridge Over Troubled Water or Dolly's version of I Will Always Love You. Yes, the Dolly Parton version. That's so funny, Jamie. I have said that kicks butt on the Whitney Houston version, even though Whitney has a beautiful voice, but I'm totally with you. All right. Hey, we're coming right back. It's Bar Band Friday night, folks. Terry Barr is just around the corner on the stream. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The grocery store, the supermarket.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Peach Wabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back. It is a very special time when we welcome my Bar Band Friday Night co-host. The segment is named in her honor, for God's sakes. You can't do better than that. I think that's our only segment, except Conrad complains. That segment we do never, but we will. We'll get to it. But right now, Terry Barr is here for Bar Band Friday Night. How are you, Terry?
I am good. I was so happy to see you had Connie Feldman on last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's fabulous. Connie and I have been friends since 1991.
That's which is weird, though, because you've known each other since 1985. And I don't want to read into that one, but something's not right there. I'm kidding, Terry.
I am her daughter's godmother.
That's what she said. That means a lot. That's great.
Cool.
She was so fun to talk to. And I didn't know. Yeah, I mean, she's been working here for a while. We've exchanged, you know, pleasantries.
Yeah.
But it's so great knowing that it's like one of those things like, oh, well, if you're a friend of Terry's, you know, you're a friend of ours. So
you guys had a great segment last night. I really enjoyed listening to it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for listening. Yeah. And thank you for saying so. She's great. How are you tonight?
I am good. I am tired. I only had a 4-day week this week, but it feels like it was 25 days. You know, it's one of those weeks.
That's so funny because Connor and I were just talking. Our show has been 3 hours starting on Monday, and I am like limping to the finish line. It's only been a week, you know, it's like a muscle. You just get used to it. But man, yeah, I am ready to hit the hay.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I can't be with you. That would be weird.
That would be weird. Know? I'm sure our spouses would understand, but, you know, we're just...
Oh, boy.
A lot of friends nap together. hey, this is fun. Welcome. I have to ask you, before we get too much into this, do you have a favorite sad song?
Oh, gosh, there's so many.
I know.
A lot of Jim Croce music.
Yes.
But also the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Oh, that's...
I know it was such a big anniversary recently, but I cannot listen to that entire song. And if I do, I'm probably in tears.
I just heard the other day that was based on a real event. No, I'm just kidding. I love Jim Croce too. And sometimes there are folks who sing sad songs, but his stuff makes me happy, even though the songs are sad. It's like, because I love the beauty in his work. It's just, he captures relationship so perfectly and melancholy.
True.
It's just, it's brilliant. And I, he was.
He is a poet. Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, Cats in the Cradle is another one.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah. I don't doubt it.
Well, let's jump in here because you've got.
Thanks for asking. Yeah,
you've got two great artists, but not really. There's one that kind of connects the two bands. So tell us, should we do Across the Pond for or Craig Bowman and the Story first? Who do you want to
lead with?
Sure,
because this discussion that I want to share with you really is about Craig. Craig Bowman is a carpenter by trade. He also owns a music store in Waukesha, and he's in the two bands that you will hear tonight, his own band and the People Brothers band. But why I was so interested in sharing this with everyone, for 20 years, Craig has gone to Jamaica over our winter to either help build houses for people that are basically homeless, or he's helping them fix up their huts. And it's what it is. Many of these people are sleeping on the dirt floor and their roof is not covering them. And so he brings a group of volunteers for 20 years, Pete, including the bands he's in. They have gone there. They have done shows there. I am just blown away by his effort. I knew about this a long time ago. I did a story with him, and he's been so proud of this. But why I felt I needed to catch up with him this week, I just wanted to see if he's going back anytime soon and if he has any updates on what the recent hurricane did to any of the buildings that he has been a part of. He says, as far as he knows, he basically goes into the middle of Jamaica, but they were hit really hard there as well. And he said in some cases, things are standing, but they still don't have any electricity. It's hard to get by on the roads. Now, this is a while ago already.
Yeah.
The rubbish, he said, this is a big issue there. It just lays there for months and months and months. And he said to date, he's been part of 200 different projects in the central area of Jamaica. He has not heard that any single one fell during the hurricane, but his concern is those that still had a dirt floor, that now they're not stable, and those that they actually put a cement floor in, that those are starting to crack because the water got underneath.
Oh, wow.
So he's going back in January and he's going to do whatever he can to get them situated. But he also wants to go to the schools and the hospitals because many of them are just not in good shape.
Wow. I love this guy already. That's great.
Me too.
And we're talking about, we're about to hear the song Across the Pond. But before we do that, he's also part of the People Brothers band.
Yes.
And part of several other bands you've said. And I love both these songs. So at some point you have to say, well, there's a connection here and it's him, right? I mean, not that the other musicians aren't great too, but yeah.
Yep. Well, and it's so funny. He said he does his work as a carpenter so he can pay for his music habit because he just loves music so much.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
I love that.
And the People Brothers band, he plays guitar and sings. They travel constantly. So I'm sure being out on the road means he is then not doing his work to make money to support both his habit and to support the work that he's trying to do in Jamaica.
That's amazing. Before we hear our first song, I have to say one of our regular callers, Ollie from the North Woods, wanted to ask you about the Jimmies. Because they're coming up, I guess, to what was the question, Con?
She wanted to see what kind of music they play, because I guess they're going up to Hayward.
Oh, that's right. They're going to Hayward.
Oh, my gosh. Correct. And this is Ollie?
Ollie from the Northwood. She's great. She calls almost
every Ollie, if you get a chance to see them, you will enjoy them so much. They are keyboard. They're a horn section. They've got everybody that sings in this band. And they just make you want to dance. How do I describe it? It's upbeat blues type of music.
That's
really
a great
fun,
way.
All original.
Great description. Yeah. Let's hear Craig Bowman and the story. This is Across the Pond on a Bar Band Friday Night, compliments of Terry Barr.
Palmer on the radio. Only one way to get there, one way I know. If I could skip across the pond, Skokie Way, kept on you tempting from state to state. Got Buffalo Gospel on the radio. Only one way to get there, one way I know. Talk about Concord Station, Pine Cone at night. Round the corner, we got Low Dive Bright. Rockin' Johnny on the radio. Only one way to get there, one way I know. I'm talking about the I-94 to the I-90. Put me with Nona, my other home. Got all my good friends on the radio. Only one way to get there, one way I know. If I could skip across the pond, be a wild way to get there, maybe this way I'm on. If I could skip across the pond, I'd be there, I'd be there.
That was Across the Pond by Craig Bowman and the Story. Compliments of our Bar Band Friday night guest here, Terry Barr. That was a great song, Terry.
These people are ridiculously talented.
Yeah. And why is Joliet, Illinois in every blues song ever? And why does it fit so perfectly in a blues tune?
It must rhyme with whatever yeah, was prior after.
Oh, that's so great. Terry's here.
That's a great question.
Yeah, we're going to talk about another band that Craig Bowman is in after a very short break here. Terry Barr is joining us here as usual. She is the co-host of the award-winning Maxinc Radio, which if you live in the Madison area, you can hear every Saturday night from 6 to 9 p.m. With her pal Rocker and our pal as well. And if you don't live in Madison, you can check it out at civicmedia.us. All the podcasts are there, and it is an absolutely excellent show. We will have more with Terry in just a moment. Lori from Hayward in the 715 says, "Go Rest High Upon That Mountain" by Vince Gill. Oh, I don't know. We were just talking about country music before. That's great. Catherine Lake, another of our civic media brethren or sistren, chiming in and says, "Everyone in Madison knows the Jimmies." Okay, well, there you go. I'm getting an education tonight. Rin from Madison, pardon me, says, "Wichita Lineman, Glenn Campbell." That's a great one, too. Yeah.
Wow.
Jim from Appleton says, "Alone Again, Naturally Hurt, Johnny Cash." All right. There we go.
Oh, Hurt.
And Steve from Florida, Conrad's dad, says, "The Dance" by Garth Brooks. Epic sad song. We've got a Steady Eddie text and some from John we'll get to momentarily. But first, we're going to do a very quick break and come back and finish off Bar Band Friday Night, folks. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight.
You're listening to Civic Media.
Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me. We are going to power through some text here. Con, I think everybody was at a fish fry. And then all of a sudden they're like catching the last part of Nightlight and texting, which is awesome. John Murray from Madison says, evening, gents. Great show as usual. Caleb, I really like, he meant Conrad. I really like the idea Peter tossed out where earlier you do an entire show of just two of you goofballs talking, going off on 100 tangents. I do that anyway, John, but thank you. He says it would be a fan favorite once a month or something. Clever brand name, a musical vocal open. Boy, John is like on fire tonight. He says Hotel California is his most favorite sad song. He says, you're going to cut some glass, Peter? Glass is cold in Green Bay. I knew where you were going with that. He says, Conrad, sorry, I keep calling you Caleb. John says, it's just too damn old to keep it all. I'm too damn old to keep it all straight. My bad. Love you guys. We love you too, John. And you can call us whatever you want. And then Steady Eddie in the 608 says, Pete, on opening day of deer season in 1967, I shot at a 10-pointer. I missed. I know it was a 10-pointer because my dad ended up shooting the buck. I still have the antlers and the memories. My favorite sad song right now is You Don't Know Me, written by Cindy Walker and Eddie Arnold. I sing the song and play along on my guitar. Sometimes I almost make myself cry. Oh, man. What do you think about that, Terry?
Wow.
Jeez. He says Ray Charles made it a hit in 1962. I like the Willie Nelson version. Outstanding work, Steady. Eddie, thank you, sir. I think we're all cut up there. And then we've got Lori Garrity says Imagine by John Lennon on social media. Another phenomenal song. Do you like John Lennon, Terry?
I do.
Yeah, that's such a great song. Sarah Stino on social media says, This Woman's Work by Kate Bush or Maxwell. Awesome. Ooh. Thank you, Sarah. Dawn Clover says, Sound of Silence. That's a great song.
Ooh.
Well, there are a ton of great sad songs, aren't there?
Yeah. You don't realize that until you ask this question.
Right,
Pete.
Exactly. Wow. And I can't even get through all the texts. I know. Tiff on social media, Tiff Berry says, Desperado. It reminds me of someone I love and gets me every time. Yeah, that's one of those songs too. Thank you all for your text tonight. I'd like to thank Greg Gunderson and
Parker Olson.
Parker Olson. I always want to call him Carter.
I don't know.
Carter could work for him. Tell him I said to think about
Stage
it.
Name?
I would love it. Terry, can you see Carter Schwabba? Can you see me rocking Carter?
Wait, I thought it was going to be Ollie.
Ollie?
Sholly.
Oh, Sholly Schwabba, yeah. And Pete Pittman.
Yeah, we're doing a name swap. That was the other night.
That's impressive. Thank you, Terry. And also a thank you to Tom and Steph Clark and Joel Karnick from 98Q Country. All right, we have a few more minutes here with our pal Terry Barr on Barr Band Friday night. Let's do this, Terry. I don't know if we ever leave ourselves enough time, so this might have to be a mini-series moving forward. What do you think about that?
we could do that between all of... And then your text.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, you could have so much fun.
All right. Mm-hmm. So let's do this. Tell us a little bit about Craig's other band, the People Brothers band. And then we'll just go out on the song and end the show with the song Money Goes, which is a great song.
Oh, and this is, you know, one you kind of bop around, but you got to listen to the words.
Yeah.
Because it really is true right now. Where is our money going? And it's Teresa is the lead singer of the People Brothers band. And you'll understand her words as you listen, but it also sort of makes you bop around. So that's good.
Yeah.
We're not ending on a sad note, I don't think. But again, I want to mention Craig is in the People Brothers band where he also sings and plays guitar. And his nonprofit, where he is going to be out in Jamaica in January to check on the homes and the projects he's worked on.
So
200
cool.
different projects in 20 years.
Wow.
If you want to learn more, or even if you like, you want to donate, if you're feeling like this is the time of year you want to support something, go to Jam for Jam. So JAMFORJAM.org. And you'll see all their work. It's really quite incredible.
That is fantastic. All right. Well, we're just going to hear the song. All of you that just have been texting, thank you. John got one last text in, and it's for Terry. He says, Terry Barr, thanks for bringing the passion as usual.
Oh, thank you, John.
Could not agree more. Folks, thank you so much. Join me Monday. Terry, how about this lineup on Monday? We've got Grant Fenster, the producer of a documentary called Bucky about the Wisconsin mascot. And then we've got wonderfully Wisconsin's Paul Vandenplas and Reno 911 and the godfather of Green Bay's Tom Lennon will be here on Monday. And Tuesday is our pal Stuart J. Waddles, Lance Barber from Young Sheldon, and also the godfather of Green Bay, and the hilariously funny Courtney Cronin. And then we've got best ofs for the holiday. Conrad's going out of town. Terry, I wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much, as always.
Both of you and all of your listeners and everybody who's connecting with you tonight. Thank you for listening and happy Thanksgiving.
Will I see you on the 4th in Madison at the Godfather of Green Bay? Are you coming out?
Yes, in fact, I need to get my tickets. So yes,
awesome.
Sir.
All right. Mm-hmm. This is Money Goes. Compliments of Terry Barr is going to take us home tonight. The People Brothers Band with Craig Bowman. Good night, everybody. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwab saying good night, Wisconsin.
Never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.